Winter is coming.
Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with a set of new tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Pirelli tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. That's TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will ship fast and free to you or one of over 10,000 recommended installers. That's TireRack.com, TireRack.com, TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
I hate that song.
Greetings and welcome inside the Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon.
Hi, buddy.
Well, I'm glad that you are so positive and happy right now, considering your Northwestern Wildcats have 1 yard rushing in the first quarter against Michigan State. Keep that positive energy up, buddy. Keep it up all show.
Still going to be one more than your Syracuse Orange will net for the year. But
no, stop.
Look, I got my 1-0 because I got my Virginia Tech pick right. So I'm going to trumpet that number one draft pick my ass. Anyway, we also, you know, big play, explosive play is a very horrid first quarter for the Wildcats. And then we're already at the point where we don't trust the kicker after one miss. And it was a bad miss, don't get me wrong, but a curiosity, to say the least, the first quarter as Mel Tucker's team came in and took it to the Wildcats early.
And I got to be honest, Peyton Thorne, quarterback from Michigan State, sounds like he should be the quarterback for Northwestern. Right, I mean, you had Clayton Thorson, you know, Peyton Thorne sounds like he should be the guy taking over for Clayton Thorson. But no, he's playing for Michigan State. That doesn't make sense.
It's weird how that works, right?
Yeah.
But no, the Clemson transfer under center for the Wildcats. They've had a couple of really big explosive plays, just haven't been able to finish drives. Timing a little shaky to the outside. Couple of passes. There was one that I'm still wondering, do you actually get to hold a guy's hips as he goes through his route?
New rules on Twitter were fun, saying,
well, depends who's leading the dance.
No, it's going to be new rules this year where you're allowed to do things like that.
Look, on the whole, that's nothing, but it would have extended the drive. But the explosive plays out of the Michigan State tailback have just been amazing. He was at 6 carries, over 100 yards, 2 touchdowns, including that 75-yard burst on the first handoff that just stunned everybody.
So. Yeah, that's a way to start a game fast. We started a couple of games like that in high school. And it's like you get all psyched up and you're ready to play. Like, let's go. Are we ready? We practiced all week. We're ready. Oh, kick off. Okay, they down it. All right, let's get out there. Oh, man, dude just went 75 yards for a touchdown.
Yeah, and look, I'm going to name check our friend Kirk Morrison, who's on the call for the four letter, as it were. Yeah. When there was a space for him to fill, he goes, well, that's how you want to start. I'm like, come on, man. You're better than that. You're better than that. Because it wasn't like he was deadpanning. Like, that was seriously the analysis he gave. And I nearly threw a football through my television. I was like, come on, man. I love you, but come on.
The Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon. Yes, a big night in college football. A big day for Tom Brady. I mean, not even vaccinated storyline, but my goodness, do we have some stuff to get to with Tom Brady. However, college football being here, there's certain times in sports when, okay, you understand a sport is back. And maybe it's back after it's been away for a long time. You're starting the season. There's certain times when you go, okay, it's back, man, because you just feel the hair on your arms just stand up. And, you know, we've had college football last week, and we had UCLA with a big win over Hawaii, and they're all excited. Oh, look at this. Oh, we got LSU coming in. Oh, my goodness. And then we had games last night. We had a tough one with Ohio State. You know, they had trouble with Minnesota, but they put them away for a while. Okay, hey, we got a big schedule tomorrow. We got Alabama, Miami. We got some big games going on. And then tonight, as you said, we had Virginia Tech and North Carolina. Virginia Tech comes in unranked. North Carolina is the 10th team in the country. Sam Howell, who is everybody's Heisman Trophy preseason favorite, number one overall pick in the draft favorite. And, oh boy, does Virginia Tech put it on North Carolina. However, the result of this game doesn't matter. Because all I need for the rest of the night, I think all we need as sports fans, and there's a reason why this is still trending 3 hours after it happened at the top of everything in social media. Why is Enter Sandman trending? The open of this game where they tune on, here it is, hey, we're ready to go, big game. The stadium is going crazy in Blacksburg, and they open up, and you can just hear it. And the best thing you could do to broadcast this game, the announcers lay out, and Enter Sandman is playing through the stadium, and they just keep cutting to shots of everybody just jumping up and down like lunatics, and they're firing cannons off, and you could see the players are ready. Like, I'm watching this, I'm 50, okay? And when I was done playing softball and hockey, I was kind of done. I never really had the urge to go back and play again because I played for so long. And, you know, I was really good. But I played for so long, it's just like I didn't. But just watching this is like I want to go out and play. I can tell what it's like to be on the sideline. I would just want to turn and yell expletives at everybody while this is happening. Here's the open of the game. And again, it's just here's the broadcast. Here's what's playing through the stadium. And you're seeing the shots of everybody jumping up and down like crazy. Take a listen. And the stadium is all flying up and down, and I'm going, oh my God, the players are ready to run out with their flags. And I'm saying college football is back, baby. I mean, look, it's radio, so we have to talk, but this is the best way to start the game. The announcers just lay out, and you see this, and you hear the cannons going on in the background, and you hit that big drum solo, and Lars Ulrich hits that big boom, and they come running out of the tunnel, and I'm watching on the sideline Mac Brown and Sam Howell warming up, and I'm saying to myself, I would just want to turn to every every single fan and go, blank you, you blankety, blankety, blank. We're going to come in here and kick your blankety, blankety, blank. I would just go absolutely insane because that would happen to me sometimes during games. But that kind of excitement, I mean, really, we see intros to games that are big. We see it happening. But there was just something about this, something special, this factor to see it go the way it is. And look, this is North Carolina, Virginia Tech, right? I mean, yes, it's the big game on a Friday night, but still, it's North Carolina, Virginia Tech. And yeah, this is what everybody is focusing on. This is the moment where you said college football is back, and it is back. It is different from last year. The fans are there. We're going to have a season. It's going to be different. All this other NIL crap that we've been dealing with and conference realignment, and in the middle of the game, maybe North Carolina leaves the ACC to go to the Big Ten.
Sure.
All this other crap is out the window, and the game is back. And at that moment right there has been bigger than anything we've seen so far on the field. And I'm going to watch that like 20 times tonight. I'm going to watch that as many times as I watched the Javi Baez scamper home for the game-winning run the other day against the Marlins and hear the play-by-play of Gary Cohen saying, turn those thumbs upside down. I'm going to watch this like 50 times tonight.
Yeah, it's just one of those things where we talk about college football, and it's just different, right? Going back to, and I put up a quick two-minute video to show you about the shirt that I had laid out for today's festivities, the beautiful Andy Reid-inspired Northwestern Hawaiian shirt, and just kind of talking about what it was like as a student, and you still have that energy. Like, that's the energy I try to carry forward to all the live stuff that I go to, and certainly every night. You know, not that I'm running into a wall or running through our editors or anything in the studio, but it's that same thing. It's like, red light's coming on. Let's go. It's live. And when you get into a game situation, I don't know, the end of the national anthem, you hear that kind of song, or let's go to Wisconsin when they start doing jump around later. I mean, all of that stuff. It's just what college football is, that bonding, that, you know, that town, your alma mater, all of that, the energy flows through. And watching the beginning of this game, which was huge, right? Because you got the presumptive, at least at the moment, number one pick in the draft, who was running for his life quite frequently tonight when they did have the football. Some bad clock management. Mac Brown, a lot of questions. I know the broadcast tried to absolve you of some of that, but when you only scored 10 points on the night, trying to score with some urgency is required, okay? Your offense hasn't exactly been stellar. But I'll push that to another point as we get into game analysis. But, you know, you had all the hype for this, and then you see the wall of kids, right? The wall of fans all in the same dress, all bouncing with the music. And like you say, it's kind of like going to a Metallica concert live. When Enter Sandman's going and they hit that boom and the fire goes up, and, you know, Hetfield had a bad experience with that many, many years ago. You can read about it in the Wikipedia pages.
Stay positive. Stay positive, buddy. Stay positive.
But staying positive, I mean, there's just the explosion of energy that comes with it, right? To the front of the stage, crowd erupts with one more roar, and it goes just like the opening kickoff tonight. I mean, it's just, I don't know, college football just has that different feel, and I know we don't talk about it a ton. It's regionalized, and perhaps maybe there's, with the Alliance and the SEC battles to come, you know, like Battle of the Network Stars. Maybe it'll find more of a place of prominence and more tales as we go through transfers and administrative stuff with the NIL and everything else. But for this weekend, yeah, week one, a celebration. 5 straight days. Look, we're getting to the NFL. We'll get there. That's next week. Right now, college football, time to shine.
Yeah, look, no one even cares about these teams. And it's like, it's just an unbelievable visual because it's a celebration of the whole sport, right? Like, I don't have a dog in the fight for Virginia Tech or North Carolina.
I did because I picked, you know, Virginia Tech.
Yes, you did.
I didn't want
them.
The points. I didn't need the points. And they led wire to wire, baby.
Yeah, it was a – look, for everybody's Heisman Trophy and number one overall pick favorite, Sam Howell, watching that game, I can't put the whole game on him because clearly this is not the same North Carolina team as it was last year. They don't have the same playmakers. It's not the same offensive line. He was under duress, and none of his receivers had any separation at any point throughout the game. At one point, they said, we can't throw the ball down the field. We got to throw the ball like 7 or 8 yards. We can't be aggressive. And it was Virginia Tech's defense was phenomenal. And so, yes, did Sam Howell have a bad first game? Uh-huh. But did North Carolina do him any favors? No. This is a team that clearly, if you're saying who's a pretender so far and not worthy of their ranking, I mean, this was was it, because they couldn't do anything. And Howell looked like a quarterback that had trouble moving and couldn't get out of the pocket, like he was, you know, like he just ate a big meal and couldn't get around. And he's making these crazy throws just to get out of trouble. And the final interception, he didn't even see where he was looking to throw the football. He was frustrated, and it was just a bad game. And yeah, his stock is going to take a hit, but I can't put it all on him, because how many times did you look at him try to throw downfield, and boy, that the DBs are blanketing his receivers. It's just not the same North Carolina team. But it's the same quarterback. Oh, North Carolina is going to be really good.
Sure.
Not the same team as it was a year ago.
Well, you see, assume that it rolls up. I mean, you've got Carter, Javonte Williams. I mean, there's two guys right there that change your offense immensely. And the offensive line struggled, and I don't think his presence was great. He started to get happy feet after the first couple of hits, and they were plentiful. And look, credit also Virginia Tech, ball control. Right, I mean, they kept him off the field for most of the first half as well. But when he did go back to pass, he was under duress all night long. You know, the tackle for losses for the Virginia Tech starters, they're going to look like they should be top five picks coming out of tonight's action, as it were. But, yeah, it's always funny when we do the early, you know, rankings and then we watch a game like this. And maybe it's an outlier. Maybe they come together and it's a better situation. But, yeah, there were a number of points where I'm just scratching my head. What are you calling? This guy's got no news. No time here.
I have no news.
No
for
news.
You. There's no news.
Yeah, no. He's got no time to throw. Right. Sorry. You know, you got a lot of information flowing
that's
through
okay.
And scores. No bets tonight, though. No bets.
I
don't touch the Northwestern game. Yeah, I'm okay. But, right. You know, you're trying to take all the different updates in. But you're just watching that game, and it's like, all right, you need to get back to draw plays. You know, some of the screen passes, and he threw some really bad screen passes. And the touchdown pass he did have was essentially a 37-yard run. Right, I think it might have been 6 inches in front of the line of scrimmage, and then the guy made a good move, got a good block, and away he was going. So it'll count as a touchdown, but I'd hang a star on it. I hate those that they count as passing touchdowns.
Twitter at how about a Fresca? Mike gets swollen dome. The Jason Smiths with Mike Harmon. So not the night that the number one overall pick in the draft and Heisman Trophy winner would want. But again, watch it. Not his fault. It's clearly not the same team, and boy, I'll tell you, I don't know, man. Sam Howell might be one of those guys who's, well, it's okay. Sam Howell is trying to deal through a pretty difficult season here, as North Carolina is 4-7, trying to get to. But it is early in the season. 877-99 on Fox is the phone number, 877-996-6369. The Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon. Are you dealing with a dead battery? Head to AutoZone, America's number one battery destination. They offer free battery services like free battery testing and free battery charging. Their free battery testing can help you know if you need a new battery or not. And if you do happen to need a replacement battery, they can help with that too. They got reliable replacement batteries starting at just $79.99, and they're the only place you can find proven tough Duralast batteries. So next time you're having battery trouble, head to AutoZone, your battery solution and America's number one battery destination. Well, coming up next, we have a huge slate going on in college football tomorrow. Is everybody on the Alabama train? What about Clemson, Georgia? Oh, we got so much to look at as college football is here. It's back. And I really am upset that Alex Teicher didn't play us off with Enter Sandman. I mean, really, what are you thinking? What are you thinking, AT?
I had enough of it from that first part. I
mean, wow. That escalated quickly.
Too many carbohydrates in that song.
It's a lot of sand,
really,
bro.
Can't really have it. So sand is useless in a diet, unless even if it's a sandwich, it's also useless. All that and more coming up next right here, Fox.
Huge boner.
Roll Tide.
Roll Tide.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think he could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of that.
I'm not guarding like that. See that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. He's going to withdrawals about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't it?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
This is Ashley Iaconetti from the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast. Tennessee just sounds perfect. Whether that's live music, the crack of a campfire, or kids laughing on an adventure. To start planning your trip, visit tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon.
I'm an ass.
Hey, buddy.
And I would be remiss if I didn't bring you this stat. Harmon, shut your ears.
Hit it.
Kenneth Walker, first Michigan State player with 100 yards rushing and 2 touchdowns in one quarter in 20 years. It has been all Michigan State over Northwestern, 21-0. But you didn't bet this game, so you're okay. Even though it's your Northwestern Wildcats,
no,
you didn't bet it, so you're all right.
I still channeled Naomi Osaka and threw my racket.
Did you?
After the last touchdown.
Yeah, so something we're going to get into. Naomi Osaka has been eliminated at the U.S. Open, and in very shocking style. She loses a third set, but on the way had instances of throwing her racket. She did not look like the normal Naomi Osaka. She was playing very rushed. It was definitely not what you'd expect from Osaka at this point in the tournament. You know, you listen to a Canadian teenager in Fernandez, and really shocking. Now waiting to see, of course, what happens post-match. Does she speak? Does she talk? Does she walk away? That's sort of where we're at right now. We'll keep you updated on everything with this throughout the night, because if she speaks, kind of have to hear it. But it is a big night in college football. Duke is trying to hold on. Duke could be 1-0, Mike Harmon. Duke could be 1-0. They lead Charlotte with less than 2 minutes left to go by 4 points. Duke, worst program in the ACC. They could be 1-0, Mike Harmon.
Hey, find your wins where they're on the schedule, baby. Finish the job. Right? I'm sitting here with a 21-0 deficit going, plenty of time, man. We got 38 minutes. Let's go. Look, I'm delusional. It's a Friday night. I'm feeling good because college football is back. right? One of those big, you know, your first love kind of things. And for me, college football was the sport that captured my soul, that and baseball. Why? Because we sold baseball cards, so there was some monetary gain to be had with the great performances that I was watching. But this is where I live. So, you know, over the next couple hours, if I suddenly go mute and I'm a little slow in responding, it's, well, there was a big play that I didn't like.
Okay. What do you think about that? I like to...
What start happened? Grunting nothing. And screaming nothing. Like I'm Harvey Keitel going nothing. Back to Bad Lieutenant. I'm sorry.
Kind of like I did in when in the now if you, and you miss this on the show, I'm going back about 4.5 years on the show now. One of the great moments in show history. The Mets were playing the Giants in the wild card game in 2016, the year after they went to the World Series, and it's a nothing game in the eighth inning, and Familia comes in and he gives up a three-run homer to the Giants, and the Giants wind up winning the game 3-0. They go on, the Mets are eliminated. And right in the middle of talking, we were talking, and I stop and I just go, "Oh, Familia, you suck."
No, I remember
and
that
I
well.
I said it as loud as I could because it happened. There was no, ooh, what happened? Nothing. Ooh.
I really thought you were going to get up and walk out of the studio.
I was close. I was close, buddy. I was close. Twitter at How About a Fresca, Mike at Swollen Dome, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon. We have a big day of college football to get into for tomorrow. We got some huge games. And joining us now on the hotline, national college football columnist at USA Today Sports. You can follow him on Twitter at Dan Wolkin. It is Dan Wolkin. Dan, what's happening, man? How are you?
Good. How are you guys?
Welcome in.
Dude, all I need is to watch the Enter Sandman intro from Virginia Tech in North Carolina another 50 times tonight. I don't even need coffee.
Yeah, I hear you. It's fast and furious and already some pretty good action.
Well, right, so, and the big defeat. So now Smith, you know, even though he got his number one quarterback for his beloved Jets this past year, now he's like, wait a minute, what do I do now with Howell after he runs for his life all night?
Yeah, that wasn't the best performance, but, you know, it's a long season, and sometimes these week one games are very, very misleading. I've just seen it so many times over the years. A team, they'll look great in week one, and then for whatever reason the rest of the year they just don't quite have the same juice, or they don't have it together in week one, and then all of a sudden, you know, just they kind of slowly turn around and they're more like the team we thought they were going to be. So, I don't know. You know, it just kind of depends which way it's going to go for a team like North Carolina after a loss like the one they had tonight. But we can't read too much into just one game. I've just learned that too many times.
All right, so let's look ahead to tomorrow now, because I want to leave out Mike's Northwestern Wildcats getting thumped the way they are right now.
Thanks,
by Michigan
pal.
State.
Appreciate you.
Look, the entire world is on the Alabama train again, especially for tomorrow against Miami during the season. Are you on it with everybody? Is Alabama that big of a favorite in your mind as you see it?
Well, I mean, they've won how many championships, you know, in the last decade? Like, I think at this point you kind of have to use them as the default favorite. And if something happens or if another great team comes along that maybe we didn't see coming, then – you change as you go, but like in a situation like this, even though Alabama lost guys from last year's team, they have so many talented players, guys who are going to be in the NFL who have not played many snaps for them. And then what usually happens is they get their opportunity and they're just chomping at the bit, ready to play, and they usually play pretty well. So, you know, until they get knocked off, it's hard to pick against those guys.
See, he just channeled his inner Ric Flair. Nice job, Dan. To be the man, you got to beat the man. As we look at the season as a whole, there's so many big stories that are circling just the on-field play. And I'll focus it on the NIL and administration of such. Do you think that plays any factors in locker rooms or are coaches, you know, being able to withstand the noise that some of that might generate?
Yeah, I mean, maybe. I don't really believe too much that it's going to divide locker rooms or it's going to be this big distraction. You know, I think this is just another life lesson. College coaches, they talk about kids coming into their program and growing up and becoming men, and you know, part of becoming an adult is understanding that when you're in a workplace, not everybody makes the same amount of money. Not everybody has the same role and responsibility. Some people are going to get promoted and others aren't. And like, that's just the way it is. And I think it's the same thing with NIL. There's going to be star guys who make a lot of money, and there's going to be some non-stars who, you know, may get a free ham sandwich. And that's just the way it goes.
Hey, I'm always just for a free ham sandwich. I'm cheap. You know, hey, you give me a ham sandwich, I'm good. I don't need much else.
Yeah, no, I'm with you.
Dan Wolkin, USA Today college football writer and insider with us here, the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon. All right, so it seems like we're going to continue to get the conference shuffle realignment. Already stories who the Big 12 could target to replace Oklahoma and Texas. Does this slow down at any point, Dan, or is this going to be an all-year thing?
Well, it never totally ends. I mean, the history of college football has shown us that every decade or so, there's going to be some movement and consolidation. We're in a period right now, obviously, where everyone's recovering and figuring out how to address the Oklahoma-Texas departure to the SEC, and it's caused a huge scramble and panic all over college sports. And the Big 12 teams, in order to survive as a league, needed to add a few more, and they're going to do that. But, you know, they're not on stable ground either. The problem with the Big 12 is the eight schools that got left behind by Texas and Oklahoma, you know, nobody really wants to add them. So for now, they're stuck, and they're going to try to make the best of it. But nothing lasts forever, that's for sure.
I like chaos between the white lines and watching this all kind of twist and turn. But we have the action on the field tomorrow. Is there a game outside, you know, Alabama, as Jason asked, because of the betting handles and everybody's interest there of repeats? Is there a game tomorrow that has your interest as perhaps a program builder for the season to come?
Well, everyone's going to be watching the Clemson-Georgia game. That's the real marquee matchup of the weekend. And Clemson's favored in the game by about a field goal, but, you know, really Georgia's got a better roster. They've got a better team, in my opinion. And it'll be interesting to see if this is the year that Georgia kind of breaks through. They've gotten very close to a national championship a few years back. But there has been this sense, as well as they've recruited, that maybe they're not quite maximizing what they have year in and year out. You know, it's a fine line, but, you know, you lose one game or two games that you're not supposed to lose, and it takes you out of contention. And Georgia's, you know, kind of just been on the other side of that line a few times. So a lot of, I wouldn't say pressure on Kirby Smart, but it's kind of becomes one of those things. If it's not now, when? And they've certainly got a team that's good enough to do it.
You can follow him on Twitter at Dan Wolkin. That's at Dan Wolkin, USA Today, college football writer and insider. Dan, as always, thanks for stopping by. Let's look forward to talking to you soon, man. Enjoy the night. Enjoy the weekend.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game, King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think he could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of that.
I'm not guarding like that. See that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because he didn't need it?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
This is Ashley Iaconetti from the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast. Tennessee just sounds perfect. Whether that's live music, the crack of a campfire, or kids laughing on an adventure. To start planning your trip, visit tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Gavin Wimsett is the number one commit for Rutgers at quarterback. He is leaving high school to join the Scarlet Knights for this season. He is expected to be immediately eligible. Pete Thamel of Yahoo Sports having this story. So, but whether you know Gavin Wimsett or not, here's a kid who played his final high school game for his high school tonight. All right, playing his final game tonight for Owensboro and is going to Rutgers in the next coming days. Like, that's it. He's going to be immediately eligible. Not known whether or not he's going to play, but he's going to be eligible. Now, why would he be doing this? As sources say, he could be signing an NIL deal worth six figures. So now guys are leaving high school before they're done. I don't even need to graduate high school. I'm just gonna go right to college, man. I kind of dig that. But oh my goodness, can you see exactly where college football is? How much all they did was fight giving money to the players for so long. They fought it. No, we can't give players any money. We can't give them any stipend. We can't give them $150 a week. No, we can't do it. No, we can't give them money for selling their jerseys. No. And now look where it's at now. Kids are leaving high school early to sign six-figure NIL deals to go right to college. This is where college football is at right now.
And yeah, I got to go and do a deeper dive on the guy as to whether he's got enough to finish or how this is going to work. But now certainly it's the Wild West now. We've talked about it a bunch, you know, just asked Dan Wolken about it, said, hey, I don't think it'll be too much. It's a teachable lesson. I think the bigger issue is on the administrative side of it, right? Because there still have to be some level of rules and oversight as to how things are being administered, making sure kids don't get fleeced, taken advantage of, or put the school in bad spots. So there's still a lot of infrastructure that needs to go down. But for the kids themselves, sure. I mean, we already saw one leave Texas to go to Ohio, right? Because he signed a $1.4 million autograph deal. Now Wimsett goes. again, I got to imagine there's a high school equivalency that's been completed, I think.
And if not,
hey, even better for him. I don't know what the rules of Rutgers, you know, generally in the Big Ten, you've got some more stringent academic rules in terms of how you pick folks. And that's why, you know, Rutgers is part of it, right? State College of New Jersey, as it was always called in broadcast. But the idea that he goes, hey, new world order. Let's see how it plays.
Dude, I can't believe you can make that much money as in NIL as a quarterback for Rutgers.
No, but that's the point,
really,
though.
Really, you can make that money
Hey, you got boosters.
Yeah, I know, but it's
Rutgers,
dude.
I mean, you got people that are excited. Yeah, but there's money everywhere, man.
Dude, Rutgers hasn't played on national TV since 1974.
Oh, no. They show up on 9 a.m. ESPN.
No, they are the early kickoff. Hey, there's no other game starting right now. So, hey, we're going to have Rutgers and Iowa on for you because there's no other game starting.
Occasionally they pop up on ESPN or ESPN2 or the Big Ten Network. They still get a little bit of love.
Oh, no, they do. Of course they do. But, I mean, it's Rutgers. You can make that.
No, I know.
I'm going to enroll early at Rutgers. I'm not enrolling early at Alabama, enrolling early at Ohio. I'm going to enroll early at Rutgers, and that's where I'm going to go make all that cash and do it.
Sanitation money. No, New York, New Jersey. I mean, there's money to be had. Look, there's boosters at every school, right? There's alums that have gone and made money and want to see the program succeed. So if they're convinced this guy is the guy, I can't say that I've watched a bunch of tape on it. I've seen a couple of highlights. But if they're convinced he's the guy, then yeah, someone's going to say, all right, just give him a big check. Have him pose next to a car at my dealership.
Oof.
Or whatever the case may be. I owe to be 18 again.
Twitter at How About a Fresca. Mike gets swollen dome. The Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon. Hey, coming up next, both Mike and I are red hot so far. We're both 1-0 in our upset special picks for the year in football. We'll give you some more coming up next. Our big upset special picks for this weekend against the spread.
Cleveland!
yes, I'm taking Cleveland State to win. And again, that's coming up next right here. Jason and Mike, you are listening to Fox.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
Fox Sports Radio, The Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon.
Hey, buddy.
We're going to have the latest on a big developing story in the world of sports coming up in about 10 minutes as we're all waiting with bated breath on a potential press conference.
kinda, ain't going to happen.
Kind of tells you who we're talking about there, letting the cat out of the bag. But it is a big night in college football, as we are seeing many, many, many big results and big events and big excitement. The Enter Sandman from the beginning of Virginia Tech and North Carolina was fantastic. Mike hits his first upset special of the year. He's 1-0, taking Virginia Tech with the points. I'm 1-0 after getting Bowling Green sweating what out over Tennessee last night. So we do this every week here on the show once we get to football season. Mike and I give you our upset special picks against the spread. And usually, knock wood, we're pretty good. Last year was okay. The 2 years before that were awesome. So let's
last year was an odd year, though. Not that it was. Not you make it excuses, but
no.
Like, hey, who's available? Okay. Are they playing this week?
So how we do it is we pick games and games that are involving top 25 teams, and mm-hmm. I'll kick things off, and I'll give you my first upset special tomorrow. I will take UCLA getting 3 over LSU. All right, now here's the thing. Not because suddenly I fell in love with UCLA last week, but they ran the football really well. Zach Charbonnet, transfer from Michigan, ran the ball well. They have a pretty good offensive line. UCLA has some pretty good building blocks. The point spread seems like a trap bet. UCLA, LSU has only given 3 to UCLA. Oh, my goodness. Watch tomorrow. It's going to be nearly 100 degrees at the Rose Bowl, and you wilt in weather like that. LSU is not ready for this kind of weather, this kind of extreme, this early in the season. Trust me, as someone who's been out to many games in the Rose Bowl and has seen opponents wilt, especially the way UCLA is built, being able to run the football, I can see them really controlling it and taking chunks of time off the clock in the second half, churning the ball on that running game. I'll take UCLA taking the 3 points over LSU.
See, that's a game where all of a sudden they got really popular real fast by beating up on a crap Hawaii team. and running over a bad Hawaii team. Spread went from 4.5 to 3. People getting excited about that one. So, like you said, it's a trap. I'm going to go to the Big Ten. A couple of big marquee games, and I know some members of staff, especially a guy I work with on Sunday, will not like me, but I am going to take Indiana +4 on the road at Iowa, team that put up big points time and time again a year ago, return a lot of the principles in terms of the skill position players, so looking for another big run out of the Hoosiers, actually ranked. A battle of ranked teams.
Wow. Look at you, Mike Harmon. Look at you, buddy. All right. My other game I'm going to give you is Penn State getting 6 over Wisconsin. Two top 25 teams. Both defenses are really good. All right. Sean Clifford's okay. Penn State's offense isn't that bad, but both of the defenses, they're terrific. 6 points is a lot of points this early in the season when you don't really know what you have. It's not quite a touchdown. I would like it, but I'm still taking Penn State getting 6 over Wisconsin. I feel pretty good about it.
You can buy the point if you need to, buddy. I'm going to take Miami +19.5. Are they going to win the game outright? No, probably not. But they are at home. Chaos can happen in week 1. I'm just looking for them to hang and keep this close, right? Alabama, as they do, losing a lot of talent doesn't mean that they don't just take a bite and the next teeth row up like a shark. But I'll take Miami, number 14, at home, getting 19.5. Over-under on that one, 61. So we're in for some fireworks early afternoon.
So there we are. There's our upset special of the week picks in college football. We do it against the spread, and we keep track every week here on the show. The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon. If you miss any of our show, you can download the Best Of podcast right after the show's over on iTunes. Use the iHeartRadio app wherever you listen to podcasts. Rate us, subscribe. We'll love you forever and ever and ever. The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon again. Wherever you listen to podcasts, you can get it. Subscribe, download, and listen. It goes up right after our show is over. Coming up next, as I said, we dive into that big developing story in the world of sports. Jason and Mike, this is Fox Sports Radio.
Hey, guys. Back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Ah, thinking about gas mileage. You know, changing your oil with a full synthetic oil like Castrol Edge can help your engine get more miles. Right now, you can get 5 quarts with an STP Extended Life Oil Filter for only $36.99. Get started on your next job today with the parts you need when you need them at AutoZone or AutoZone.com.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.